News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, can you believe it? For some of us, we can barely believe it. For some of you, don't know what I'm talking about. Today is day 98 of 100 days of walking. And we are checking in with some of our dedicated walkers now as we hit the home straight. First up, we have Helena O'Brien, who is in Bandon in County Cork. Good morning, Helena. How do you feel about only three more walks?
I'm struggling to believe it, actually. I'll definitely miss it.
Yeah.
In a big, big way. Absolutely. So a group of us that met on Twitter, thanks to 100 Days of Walking, have set up a group for 200 Days of Walking. So we're going to keep going.
Ah, fair play. I love that. You know what 100 Days of Walking has given to me, and I hope you feel the same. It has given me the gift of walking. It has given me a love of walking. And I think that is the key thing.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know my story. I started walking after healing from treatment with breast cancer. And, you know, I'm still healing to this day. It's probably going to be a lifelong journey. But, you know, that getting up and going out every day and, you know, I suppose just getting the fresh air into the lungs and clearing out the head of any noise that's in it, it's so important. And then there's the community that comes with it.
Yeah, they're it's very supportive.
Yeah. And great fun. Great fun. I think we're all getting to know each other probably a bit too well, but, you know, for strangers who only know each other virtually. But it's, you know, they're a fabulous community and they really, really support one another and through the good times and the bad. Yeah. And during bad weather, we are there.
Online gets an awful lot of bad press about how nasty and cutting and all it is. But the 100 Days of Walking community online is one of the best I've ever come across. Look, thank you very much, Helena, for talking to us. Thank you for taking part for the last 98 days and only three more days to go. And I'm sure our paths will cross again in the meantime at some point as well. We're going to Waterford now to talk to Stan Phillips, who's another one of our walkers. Morning, Stan. How do you feel about day 98?
Good morning, Ciara. I feel fabulous about it. I'm quite looking forward to today and then carrying on. I mean, Brenda and I will probably carry on walking anyway because we were walking since the pandemic started. And then we got caught up with you and my partner, bless her, she's inspirational. I don't think I'd have done it without her. She's been amazing
Bernadette.
Throughout this time. Bernadette has been wonderful because I'm not a walker. I'm just a lazy old guy who likes to sit and watch television and the world go by. But now I really look forward to the walks. And of course, when the distancing, the social distancing thing becomes freer, we'll be able to walk in different places, which will be wonderful.
Yeah.
Been brilliant for mental health. It's so easy for people to sit at home and vegetate. I know people of my age who just sit, don't go out, haven't been out.
Do you want to mention how old you are?
Well, I should be 83 in August.
It's fantastic stuff.
Really.
Look, Stan, thank you and Bernadette for taking part in 100 Days of Walking, sponsored by Apple Green Rewards app as well, of course, I should mention. And no doubt we'll all be on our last walk on Saturday together and we will probably hook up online on social media too. Finally, we have 17-year-old Owen Ash, who is in Strafford in County Kildare. Owen is a student at St Farnan's post-primary school and is already an accomplished swimmer as he returned from the Down Syndrome World Cup Championships in Canada as well.
I'm going to walk around Sloughin. I've been in my brother, Kieran Ash. It was is keep on walking and never give up and never stress about this COVID crack. Keep going, keep walking and keep fit and never give up.
Oh, good man, Owen.
Yeah, and Owen, of course, was a silver medal winner in the Down Syndrome World Championships in Canada as well. I should say that too.
Very impressive.
Big thanks, big shout out there to Helena, to Stan and to Owen. And we will be giving all of those three walkers a €100 Apple Green Rewards voucher to each of you. And thanks
it's
for that.
It's one for everyone in the audience.
Not everyone, just those three. Thanks to Apple Green Rewards app for supporting the idea
that might bankrupt us.
Of 100 Days of Walking. And by the way, the plan is this, guys, for day 100, which is this Saturday. We're going to go out quite early as... you know, around 11 or half 11, we're going to try all of us, as many of us as is possible.
We are,
Shane Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To finish our walk on Saturday at noon. If we can all try and finish around then, and then we will flood the internet with positivity, whether it likes it or not.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, 100 days of walking.